Hello world. I just turned off my TV. I've been watching BBC Click. They had a very interesting episode about something called Audioboo, which is a website and a smartphone gadget that basically allows you to make a podcast as simple as talking into your phone. And there you go, you have a podcast. So I thought, okay, if it's that simple, then I'm going to try it. And the obvious thing to talk about, of course, is why are you not reading my blog? Which maybe you are, but if you're like me, you need a cue to try something new, then maybe you've been clicking through headlines or maybe just following my Twitter feed. But let me please tell you about what I've been blogging about just this week. Because believe it or not, I'm blogging on three different sites. The first thing that happened this week that I felt like blogging about was how Fox News turned down a commercial to support the troops. And just try and listen to it for a second.
Moving fuel in a combat zone. It's a job that's cost over 1,000 American lives. I should know. I was the chief of logistics in Iraq, working for General Petraeus. Our troops are getting killed moving fuel we wouldn't need if our military was more efficient. And our enemies know that we're hooked on their oil. Iran alone makes $100 million extra every day because of it. That's why breaking our addiction must not only be a military priority, but America's mission. And why the Senate needs to pass a clean energy climate plan. It'll put Americans to work developing new energy technologies that'll save lives overseas, make us less dependent and more secure. So we see less of this and more of this. It's time for our senators to choose. Keep spending $1 billion a day on foreign oil or produce more power here at home. Pass a clean energy climate plan that makes us more secure or let America keep paying the price.
Yep, that was a Support the Troops TV ad that Fox News did not want to show. So I just thought the very least I could do was put it on my blog. And the next thing that happens was I've been working on interviewing some of my co-bloggers from development.thinkaboutit.eu, and you can read the interviews over at beno.newsvine.com. They are my two latest articles, and they have some stuff that will make your brain melt and go into your feed. They know a lot about blogging, and it was very interesting to write up the interviews that I've received from them by email. But you need to sit down with a cup of coffee and take your time. Next, I am doing a weekly blogging. I don't know what to call it. It's a blogosphere suicide because it has a headline that is will turn anyone off. It's called MDG Press Clips Week whatever, and this week was of course week 29. So beyond the horrible headline, you will find funny images about oil, funny images about global warming. You will find a video of me biking in Copenhagen, which is, I mean, I promise you, you have never seen anything like it. You need to see this. And there's the karate, fun with karate, there's the starving people in Somalia, and the best of it all, there are a quote from National Geographic, Prozac pollution making shrimp reckless, get this. One in 10 American citizens is eating Prozac, that is some kind of happiness drug, antidepressant, and that's so much that it's polluting the streams and the ocean. And now the shrimp, they are getting affected and they can't figure out how to hide. So I took a quote from that article and of course a link to the original. But anyway, this is a sort of a weekly feature that I've been doing to kind of try and deal with the complete and total information overload that is taking place in the topic of development, the developing world, and Eradicate Poverty Campaign by United Nations and all this stuff that we are writing about at thinkaboutit.eu. Then over